Hola, St. Peter's Congregation. My name is Erica Logar, for those of you that don't know me. It is wonderful for our mission trip to return home from our very informative and emotionally impacting mission trip to El Salvador. Many thanks to Gary Russell, Cindy Hammaker, Father Koshy, for their seasoned experience over the past 7 consecutive years of attending mission trips through our very own St. Peter's Church. It was because of them and many previous missionaries that I, along with my 2 daughters, Courtney and Stephanie, decided to, for our very first time, embark on the opportunity for this year's mission trip. While visiting and traveling this third world country, the primary focus of this year's 2014 mission trip, through the collaboration of the Christosolus Foundation Global School, was the Women's Empowerment Course. Thanks to the Christosolus Foundation and Jesus' protective hedge of knowledge and safety surrounding all of us, along with all of St. Peter's support and many prayers for us to have a successful mission. We thank you. The fact is that we all felt very comfortable and safe traveling in this third world country, despite the obstacles that many may have tried to present to us. It was not easy for me to leave my extended family and friends behind. I'm sorry, I'm emotional. It was especially difficult to leave my husband Michael, my son Michael, and my mother Anna Marie, as they are my everything. Now looking back, I am grateful that the girls and I took time out of our very busy and hectic lives away from everything we knew and what was, and to go forth to one of the most uncomfortable decisions we have made to encounter an unknown journey. On our first full day in El Salvador, after having a wonderful seated El Salvadorian style breakfast rather than my usual organic whey protein shake, we read some readings and chose a word for the day that we would meditate on throughout the day's endeavors. Ironically, that word popped up out at me from the reading was courage. So needless to say that by the end of the day, after dinner, we would gather together in a circle for reflection and prayer time. And we had to summarize our chosen words and how it unveiled itself while visiting the Anglican Episcopal Church of El Salvador and the women entrepreneurs. While you were all hopefully here at St. Peter's attending service last Sunday, we truly were with you in spirit as we attended a service at San Andres Episcopal Church in Amantepec. Although we were 2 hours behind you due to the time zone difference, we were following our service bulletin and using the Book of Common Prayer, only it was all in Spanish. So we all attempted to try to recite the word of the Lord and sing along in our best Spanish voice possible. Okay, 1 second. After the service, they rearranged the pews and added tables so that we could all have lunch together and get to know the congregation. There was a presentation from the women's group, Spirit Without Borders. The topic was, why is women's empowerment important? The women shared their personal testimonies with all of us, and let's just say they were heart-wrenching and moved many of us literally to tears. Then we toured the craft store across the street from the church, where they are shaping the future of promise and hope for women to gather and create bracelets and other types of jewelry, purses, headbands, etc., along with felt Noah's Ark gifts. This is how these women create income to provide for their families. All while doing so, they are creating fellowship together, sharing their stories around the craft table to support one another. Right now, I'd like to do a shout-out to my mission group. And please raise your hand to show off your artsy homemade bracelets we purchased to support the women of San Andres Church in Amantepec, Spirit Without Borders. The group only had about 10 women, the Spirit Without Borders group. We also, as a mission trip, had only 10 people. They continued to try to reach out to those women that are controlled by the men, that don't allow them to leave their homes. The women are hopeful that they too can break free from the violence and the rapes. The aggressors represent 75% of the family members, people they know. On an uplifting note, we toured the Montessori school attached to the church that will be opening back up in 2015 after being shut down for over 2 years. On another day before we had breakfast at the guest house with the women from a Montepec village, we had our traditional morning readings, and on this day, we all selected our word for the day. And then we had to narrow it down to one and vote on it, just one word to meditate on throughout the day for the whole group. The word ended up being family. How appropriate, as our mission group had truly transformed into a family by this point. We traveled with the women from Amontepec to the headquarters of the United Nations in San Salvador to meet with a representative from the UNDP, the United Nations Development Program, about the reality of women in El Salvador and the strategies from empowerment and equality. The goals of this organization are achieving universal access to sexual and reproductive health, including family planning. Just to name a few speaking points, water, gender equality issue, and women against violence against women. Excuse me. When we then proceeded to lunch and then traveled to Cristosol Foundation's new office location, where we experienced a participative forum on art and women artists. There was a presentation of the work of La Chicada Teatro and conversation about art as a form of reclaiming women's rights, as well as experienced an acoustic music session with Las Musas Desconectada. With the day's experiences drawing to a close, we had to journey back to Amontepec to drop off the women to their village. We bonded so dearly with these extremely strong women, which made it hard to part our ways. We had dinner, which focused solely on the tastings of the very famous pupusas, then returned to the guest house for yet another popular music cultural concert with Freddie Granillo, which concluded our day with joyful song and reflection. In closing, each and every one of you represents a grain of sand to work on the problems in our world around us, because all of us can be a grain of sand to help. Hope and faith, most importantly, we all should seek how to become that grain of sand. So our mission trip invites you to take charge in making a difference by considering attending St. Peter's mission trip opportunities. You will greatly benefit from the transformation, both spiritually and emotionally. I am grateful for your time this morning. And now I would like to introduce you to my new BFF, Julia Sharp.
Thank you, Erica, for that introduction, and for me to continue our journey in El Salvador. Good morning to everyone. I, too, want to extend a sincere thank you to all who helped support the successful 2014 mission and for the spiritual fulfillment everyone experienced over this past week. It has been mentioned several times during the week, this was truly a rewarding and inspirational mission for all. Prior to my visit, I believed the message and purpose of Cristosol efforts was that of obtaining equal human rights, social and civil justice, and to continue hopes for the future of the residents of El Salvador. The Cristosol staff work side by side with small community leaders to help educate and guide them on human rights and to peacefully claim their rights and the resources that is to be guaranteed to them under the law and to demand accountability from their elected officials to achieve sustainable development goals. Remember now, there's only a few individuals living in El Salvador that are able to continue their education past the sixth grade. And this is due to poor accessibility of geographical means and both of learning opportunities and life opportunities. They are not giving or able to sustain their educational level due to so many other reasons, and that itself is another story. This then creates severe deficits in their knowledge and understanding of their own rights to exist in solidarity. Their social transformation is a must. Folks, it was quite evident from what we witnessed during our mission, using our five senses, seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, and touching, and one more, I might add, the sense of giving of oneself and one's time to see the work in progress by the Christosol Foundation. You might say, how is it possible? First, a commitment of oneself to be present to listen to their story that needs to be told, seeing the living conditions in which they live, smelling and tasting the foods prepared for us every day by loving hands, feeling their love and appreciation from the tight hugs exchanged upon our arrival and even tighter hugs when we departed. But it's the sixth sense of giving, the giving of our presence to witness and hear firsthand stories of their hardships through neglectful government officials who turn their backs on their human beings and their rights to survive. Christosol is their hope for the future and to empower community leaders to become organized and continue their fight for social and civil justice. From what I experienced visiting the Oscar Romero Shrine on Tuesday, I believe the Christosol Foundation is paralleling the work efforts of empowering the people initiated by one priest, Rutilio Grande, and later continued by Archbishop Romero. As you listen to the first reading today, it is quite evident what his purpose was within the community. Both of these priests were assassinated for speaking to the majority of the poor people of their rights through the use of biblical readings. He preached of solidarity and civil rights for all humans. He gave them hope and strength. Romero is known as the voice of the voiceless. People would listen from miles away via radio if they were not able to attend church services. Crowds would gather in homes to listen to his messages. This was due to the journalism and radio falsifying information about the country's government and how they were violating human rights. The people did not know any differently. They were hearing only what the government wanted them to know. What groups would form against the government were massacred throughout the country, and the people had no clue as to what was happening to their loved ones. The truth was not being told to them. Loved ones would disappear, and no efforts by officials were made to search. Romero was their voice. He was courageous and a martyr to those struggling to overcome oppression and poverty. Does this not sound similar to the work, efforts, and philosophy behind Christosol? He lived as they did, and by the looks of his residents, it was quite evident. He was spreading the word, and for his life was taken, but not forgotten. Personally, I lack the knowledge of his great work or purpose to the people of El Salvador. Visiting his preserve residence was quite eerie, and I found his home to be simple, plain, but functional. Remember, he was living as his people. His clothing, priest vestments, personal items, books of interest, down to the clothing he was wearing the day he was assassinated, are preserved in his home behind glass. Present are the actual pictures of events leading up to the church service and the fiasco of and after the shooting. They even had his last homily on tape, which we listened to, where he made mention of, "When they kill me, I will rise again." He knew his demise was just a matter of time. Many strange but true stories exist of events of that day. One story I find interesting is that he was buried on his grounds, and years later, when his body was moved to a different location, his heart and blood were still as fresh as the day he died. This simply cannot happen. Why? A similar incident occurred many years later during the Civil War in 1989. We were able to visit the University of Central America in El Salvador, where six Jesuit priests, their housekeeper, and her 16-year-old daughter were massacred during the early mornings, senselessly for essentially the same reason, empowerment of the people. The right wing was threatened by their works, so they ambushed them, leaving graffiti indicating and blaming the left wing for assuming responsibility, and this was not the truth. Portraits and stories are prevalent of their fine works, Romero and the six Jesuit priests throughout San Salvador. They are not forgotten for the same issues that persist today, and Cristosal is paralleling their fine works and efforts to achieve social justice. On Thursday, we visit the rural area of El Carmen with the women from St. Andrews in Amatepec. I'll never get these names right. Along the way, we exchanged personal histories and got to know one story even better. Here we traveled miles along a narrow, dirt, bumpy road, problem number one, and actually crossed a low-flowing river to reach our destination. Yes, there was no bridge that we crossed. We stopped, looked at the rocks, and went across. This is problem number two. There is no bridge. Residents of this community are ex-guerrillas who were given this land after the war ended by former commanders. Shortly after their arrival, electricity was given as the only commodity. Essentially, they were left to survive on their own, with no available food source, means and no means of accessibility to other communities, and no means of water or disposal of their waste. This area does not exist on the map, yet humans live there and are expected to pay their monthly electric bill. How is this survival in the 21st century? It isn't. This is where Cristosal and their staff member, Oscar, help community leaders become organized in their fight for human rights along with civil and social justice from the government. This small community, which we estimated to be between 40 and 70, we were given different numbers so we really don't know, are working closely with Oscar to prepare organized committees to present to government officials of their need to have a better road for accessibility and for their agricultural goods and needs, a committee for a bridge over the flowing river waters at any level, and a better source of providing running water. How does one pick a priority issue such as a road, a bridge, running water, in a country which doesn't acknowledge their existence or needs to survive? It is through our presence of learning, hearing, and sharing their life's journey. We spent the morning of about a 90-degree temperature day, 100-plus humidity, in a brick-built social hall. No ceiling fans, limited cross ventilation. This was an all-purpose meeting hall where gatherings, church services, and whatever was necessary to join the community together. Here we were fed hot, and I mean hot, temperature soup, where more sweat continued to be drained of our bodies. It was a priceless sight, but we pursued. Later, the women that accompanied us from Amatepec shared their stories with the women of El Carmen. They talked about their human and equal rights within each community and what they were contributing to the workforce. They discussed the making of craft items and the education the women were receiving in El Carmen on raising the chickens and eggs for profits. But this is a fruitful mission as a means for profits for these women, since most eggs would break before getting them to market due to the rough terrain, and the chickens would be cooked before without proper refrigeration during this long journey. Their profits would be wasted if they attempted this goal with the roads that presently exist. This is a process and will take more time. The ducks are lining up, but the government is stagnant. Andre and Antonio spoke of their hardships within the community and the appreciation the community has for their support and guidance through Cristosal and visitors as us. They work jointly amongst themselves to empower one another to achieve their goals. It's not one person doing the work, it's the community as a whole. Cristosal is establishing the base or core of its community by solidarity. They are given opportunities to push forward and survive by empowering community leaders to speak up for their injustices. They too have hopes and dreams just as we do. Let's continue to give them hope and encouragement with our yearly mission through support of the Cristosal Foundation and their tremendous humanitarian works. Thank you. I would like to introduce Andrea Alling, a woman of great substance who also shares tremendous compassion for the human rights and the empowerment of women in El Salvador.